Previously to Haggis. The feeling of wanting to use the Yontif, the Chlalus, and the Seder Befrotus to its utmost. And like everything else in Avedus Hashem and Ruchnius, it needs its own Siyata Dishmaya. So Efshet, just to speak a little bit, the Eitzus and the Mahalach Taka to use Leil Seder in the best possible way. The first thing I've added is to know the Chashivas, the importance of Leil Seder. The Mount of Sape, Bal Nebincha, Ben Bincha, Zasher Salalti Be Mitzrayim. And as the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Kufn und Zayin, the Mitzvah Hanayla is a mitzvah of Emunah, speaking Emunah, bringing out Schava Oynish, and how the Ribbono Shelem gave the Nekoma to the Mitzrayim, the Midah Keneged Midah, and to have a Hesayrus in the Yesedus HaEmunah. The Netziv says a Moedik Moshul to appreciate the importance of the night. And the Netziv says, Moshul Amad of Adoma, a child who wasn't behaving in the way it should, doing the wrong things, and the father calls the child in, gives him Divrei Techocha, gives him hadracha, and tells him the way he's meant to be behaving. This techocha and hadracha takes 2 hours, and he sits with the child for 2 hours with ahava, out of love, trying to show him the right way to go. A few days later, the child misbehaves again. The father hasn't got 2 hours spare every few days. The father says to the child, remember what we spoke. Remember the time we spent together. Remember the quality time that we spent together. And try, with remembering that what we spoke about, to go in that way. And again, so on. Every week on a weekly basis, sometimes on a daily basis, the child needs a reminder. After a time, it becomes day in, day out, and the child is misbehaving. The father calls him in, and again we take ava, sits with him, again hours, and they talk together, heart to heart talk, and the child appreciates and sees the ava that the father is giving to the child, the time he's giving away for the sake of the child. And with that, the child gets a new chizuk, a new esayrus. Says the Netziv, every year there's a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Lamata Sape Boz Nebincha Ven Bincha. Every day of the year, there's mitzvah Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. As we know from the Biskarov, Ibracha brings down that B'Yosoy, there's three differences in between Sipur and Zechira. Sipur is Derech Shaila or Tshuva, question and answer, Maschel B'Gnosu Sayim Lishvach, and Tameh Amitzus. To go through the whole story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then to say the Tameh HaMitzvah. And Mephoshim explain, this is to bring out the clarity, to learn the Hashkofas, to have the limud of the Yesedus HaEmunah, and that's Mississippi Yetzias Mitzrayim. Every day, every day, we do Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on Leil Pesach, Mezit Zaman, round the table for hours, as much as the time allows, And we talk the Yesodas and Hashkafas of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we talk in detail the Masva Begnusayim Nishvach in a way of question and answer. We come out with a clarity. When it's Oyrin and Muna, we come nearer to the Ribbein Shalom and we see the Av of the Ribbein Shalom to Klal Yisrael. Every day of the year, we haven't got the mitzvah sipo, we don't sit for hours. But Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, we remind ourselves of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which was the Makoir and the Yesod of our Emunah, especially in Hashkocha Protis. Says the Netziv, like in his Moshul, the more input, the more chashivus, the more we give to the Leil Pesach, in the midst of simple Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's how much every day of the year when we're mazke Yetzias Mitzrayim, when we remind ourselves of Yetzias Mitzrayim, what does it mean Yetzias Mitzrayim? We'll refer back to that Leil Pesach, we'll refer back to the Leil HaSeder, and we'll remember, and the children will remember, those Yesodas which they heard from their father at the table. They know what Yetzias Mitzrayim, just mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim, what Yetzias Mitzrayim means. And this is the chashivas. We have to see that as the chashivas of the mitzvah of Leil Pesach. Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim is not just Negea Leil Pesach. Avad is the Yesodus HaEmunah. And it's Yesodus HaEmunah which is Negea for us in our daily life, in our daily going on all what we do. But when we're making the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's dependent on this mitzvah of Sipu Yetzias. Maybe for a few minutes to try and explain. What is this mitzvah of Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim? Besides the derech of Der Shaila Tshuva Masa Begnus Tzayim Nishvach and Tame HaMitzvahs. In truth, we can ask a question here. The Lashon of the Pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Bo is Leman to saper, but osne bincha ben bincha is asher salalto b'mitzrayim. Salalti b'mitzrayim. We call it a Haggadah. The nusach of Leil Pesach is Haggadah. And this is from the Pasuk, v'higadato levincha, also Pasuk in Parshas Bo, the end of Parshas Bo, v'higadato levincha, which we mentioned in the Haggadah. What is Sippur and what is Haggadah? Is the mitzvah the sape? Is the mitzvah v'higadato levincha? Is it the same? Is it two different things? What are the two lashonos in Sippur and v'higadato? We find the lashon of Sippur and v'higadato brought in one pasuk together. And that's a pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Yotes, which we say, Psukei Dezimra on Shabbos morning, Hashemayim mesaprim kvoid keil. Umayse yodov magid horakir. Hashemayim mesaprim kvoid keil. Shemayim tells the covenant of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Umayse yodov magid horakir. We use the lashon of magid, lashon of rigadato, to tell over. Says the Malbim Mafanot. What is the difference in between the Lashon of Hashemayim Mesaprim Sippur Umayse Yodav Magid Haggadah? And explains the Malbim, Sippur is to tell over a Dovah Yoshan, an old thing, something which happened. Sippur is to detain it, to Ibezogin, something that happened. That is the Lashon of Sippur. Haggadah, says the Malbim, is Lashon of Chiddush. When a person says over a Dovah Chiddush which was not known before, and you're like being Mo'ira through Dovah Chiddush, that is the Lashon of Haggadah. Hashemayim Mesaprim Kavoyit Keil. Shemayim on Mesapa, that tells us that there was sheishes and mebrishes, that the Ribbono Shel Olam, the covered Shemayim, of what happened. Maisi Yodav Magid Harakia, the Kesedidike Chiddush Maisa Yoda Magid Arakia, the Rakia is Magid, is telling us over new things, Benigea the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, which we don't know. And that in itself gives us a great Hesiris in Kavod of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Ibn Ezra, in Bereishis Yotes Tes, also uses this Loshon. Magid is to say over new, not just what's known, but to say over. According to the Malbim, there's a hadrocha here on the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is L'mata sape ba'ozne bincha ben bincha. Say over Yetzias Mitzrayim. Aber v'higanto levincha. Say it over ba'oifen chidush. Say it over ba'oifen chidush. Some of us want to say in Be'emes Asiyach Yitzchak in his page on Haggadah, on B'chol Doi V'doi, says that in the mitzvah V'gabta Levincha, one should say over to those who are listening a davar chiddush that they don't know. Don't just say over the old, says Asiyach Yitzchak, Rabbi Yisrael Melson. The Talmud from the Goy says, say over V'gabta Levincha, say over a chiddush. Find something that the shaman don't know. Be more aware of them, they'll get excited. And he says, that's Vigato Levincha. Vigato Levincha is, if a Zogin Yetzias Mitzrayim, but find a medrash, find a detail, find the mahalach, which they don't know, which will be more aware of them. And he says, that is Vigato Levincha. Maybe we can say, in this Taitra of the Malbim, of a Nocha Nekuda, in the oifen of the Seder by night, and again how to utilize it and give over the Maseiris and give over, I mean, Mekayim Lamata Sape Bosne Bincha Ben Bincha. In the Psukim of Magid, Rav Chaim Friedlander and Sifse Chaim is Mo'era, with all the Psukim of the Parsha of Bikurim. And he asks, talk about Shmois, Va'era, Boy, B'shalach, let's take the Psukim of the Shibud and Mitzrayim and dash in the Psukim of the Shibud and Mitzrayim. Take the Psukim of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Take the Psukim of the Parshas of the being in Mitzrayim and getting out of Mitzrayim. Why do we take the Parsha of Bikurim, Parshas Kisavoy, and we dash in every detail of every word in the Parsha of Bikurim? Take the Psukim alone of Shmois, Va'era, Boy. Rav Chaim Friedlander says there are two mahalchim. One mahalach is because the parasha Bikurim is Hakoras HaToiv, and the inyan of speaking Sibitis Yisrael is Hakoras HaToiv, which we'll talk about. Then he says another pshat is because Shmois Va'ir Boy is all Moshe Rabbeinu's involved in the Shlichus, and the inyan, like the Gaon says, the Haggadah is we don't mention Moshe Rabbeinu except once, Moshe Avdoi by Rabbi Yisi Aglili. The vault is Anivu Le'malach, Anivu Le'sarav, Anivu Mechvede Va'atzme, only the Rebbein Shnelem. The Parsha Bikurim doesn't mention Moshe Rabbeinu. Reb Chaim Friedlander's Marech, we haven't got time to be Marech, but those are the two Mahalchim which the Sisser Chaim speaks about. Maybe there's a Knech here which we can learn from the Parsha Bikurim, which is Negea, the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim. In the Lashon of the Psukim and Bikurim, V'nisa v'amarta, says Rashi, Lashon haromas koil. There was a din to say it haromas koil. And we carry on, Arami oivadovi. Hella, Arami oivadovi. Arami oivad, in the past, not now. He's giving Bikurim in the base of Mikdash. What is saying Arami oivadovi, b'loshon hoivah? He should be saying it in the Lashon of the past. And when the Gemara, Darshan, Haromas Koil, says the Gemara, you learn out from there, somebody who's saying the shout, Tommy, who, well now we're talking about in the Beis HaMikdash, you're bringing me Kurim. What's the Haromas Koil all about? What are we doing here? Moshteh do a gewaldige Chiddush. Talking about Chiddush. in the inyan of Hakoras HaTov to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The true Hakoras HaTov is that Hakoras HaTov is not in the past. Hakoras HaTov is in the present. Without speaking too much on the actual inyan of Hakoras HaTov, but just to bring you one pasuk, Avraham Avinu, when he davened for Stoim, Avraham Avinu uses the lashon, "V'anochi ofar ve'efer," I am dust and ashes. Says Rashi, Avraham Avinu is referring to the nace of being saved from the Kivshan Ha'esh and from being saved from the Melchama of the war when he went out against the Malachim, against the kings. Again, the question is, "V'anochi, I am ofar ve'efer." It should have said, "Minheyesi." I ought to become off of Eifa. But Anoichi is Lashon Hoiva. Now he's not off. What's it got to do with now? Anoichi off of Eifa. I once saw a beautiful pshat. Hakoras HaTov is not to give the bouquet of flowers, to give the present on something which is on the past. True Hakoras HaTov is to live the past in the present. Volt nish gevein for yenis toiva to me, then I would have been in a different matzav, in a different situation. Avraham Avinu is thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam from saving him from the Melchemes HaMalachim and from the Kivshan Ha'esh. He lived the past in the present. I am off of the Eifa that's living. When you live, I am off of the Eifa that's living. I am living now, today. What should have happened then? Then you have a Tzmidus to Hakoras HaTov. You have a Hishtabdus, which is the Yisoid of Hakoras HaTov. Hakoras HaTov is Nish Zog Nashkoyach. Hakoras HaTov is to feel a Hishtabdus, to have a feeling of being mechuyived, to be mechuyived to do what you can for the person who did for you the Teva. Kavuchayim to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He does chasodim to us to feel meshubah to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Out of Ava, that is a cause of Teva. Said Avraham Avinu, but anoichi of Aveva, I am now of Aveva who slept. The Mela, that brings to Achna, that brings to his Hispatlus, and that brings to the Gristish Tapsus to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We go in the Parsha Bikurim and we say, we're living. Arami Oivedovi. Vayeyed Mitzrayimo. We go through Chazdei Hashem. We're living. Arami Oivedovi. Vayeyed Mitzrayimo. Rashi says we go through all the different matzavim of Klal Yisrael. We live it in the present form. And it's Vanisavo Ma'alto. Because that's Ishtabdus. And that's Hakoras HaTov. And this is the Mitzvah Halayla. The Gemara says, the Lashon of the Gemara Pesachim Kuf Tezayin, Chayev Adam Liris Es Atzmoi Ki'ilu Yotzmim Hu Yotzmim Mitzrayim Shenema V'Yigadeto. Adds the Rambam, as we know the Lashon in Perik Zayin Alok Avav, Chayev Adam Laharois Es Atzmoi Ki'ilu Hu Ba'atzmoi Yotzo Ato Mitzrayim. The Mitzvah Halayla is Laharis es atzmoi to show ki es atzmoi ki inu hu ba'atzmoi yotza ato mi Mitzrayim. He went now from Mitzrayim. Einin of his chadshos. Now where did the Rambam get this from? Vushtiklos. The Dvarein is very good, but let me show you over Moed de Koloshen. If you look in the Targum, and I would like to believe that dos of the Rambam Eichkere, the Targum Unklus on the Posuk Leman Tesape Ba'ozne Bincha says the Targum Unklus Tesape Bedil De Ishtoi. Leman Tesape is to Tetzelen, to talk. Look at the Targum Unklus on the Posuk in Yud Gimel Chesvi Gadata. Utechave. Utechave means to weisen, to show. The Targ Munklus on Tesape says to Tishtoi to talk, to say over. der Targum Onkel ist an mir gekannt, das heißt, mit der Chavi zu weisen. Sog der Rabban, wo ist wie Gott zu lewincha? Laharis, zu weisen, to live it. Laharis, to show it. Kiilu yotza ato, wat wie Gott ato. That's a double chiddush. To live the past in the present. To take the smart sape bo lewincha. Take Yetzias Mitzrayim. The tale, say over what happened. But don't say it over something which happened in the past. Say it over in the hoiva, it's v'anoichi. It's happening to us and it happened to us and we're living it. U'tachav ishu it. Laharo is not the Rambam. Kilo yotza, not the Rambam. What's the true Laharo is? Is kilo yotza ato. As if we're now going out to Mitzrayim. And thus is the Chiddush, I'd like to say it all into the Malbim, but thus is tight Chiddush. The Chiddush is not just, like the Siach Yitzhak says, to say over a Zach that they don't know. It's to dramatize, to live it. Take your tears Mitzrayim. We're going out to Mitzrayim. Take your Eser Makis. Live the Eser Makis. The Loshon of the Zayat Kodesh. In Parashas Boy, when he talks about the Leil Seder, which the Seder Tzvich Aveda brings down, Hiyuva al Kbal Nash Tishtoy Bahai Shivka La'omid Hokei Kim Nekol Bal Nash Tishtoy B'Yitzis Mitzrayim U'Bahahu Sipu Chodei B'Chedva. It's got to go with the spineless of Simcha. We're living, we're going out to Mitzrayim. We were serving in Mitzrayim and Avdus. So the Zayah HaKadosh U'Bahahu Sipu Chodei B'Chedva. Then the Zayat Kodesh, all the Palmalia Shemala come to join in. Mighty Kalashenis in the Zayat Kodesh, what happens on the Lil Seder, along Zayat Kodesh, in Kamukim al Harich. Oh, but that's the Yosait. The man to Sape Boz Nebincha, the Tzidish Toy, talk over. But in an oifen of Igadato, with Chsimcha, in an oifen of Chedva, in an oifen of Ispailos, and an oifen of Ad Kilo and Harris, Kilo Yosa Ato. And the emesis, the man to sape bozne bincha ven bincha says, we're talking about Messiah, giving over Messiah of Emuna. This is the way to give it over. Mazeda was to follow God of Hashon, and once told me over, he used to sell Dalad Minim. Zarenge kuman, a friar yid mamish, didn't keep anything. Kept Dalad Minim. So Mazeda asked him, et chai, chaza has to guess the nechten. Shafila Haint. What's good for that meaning? As a result, he remembers one mitzvah that his father did b'simcha and with a full of a smile. How was that meaning? He can't not buy that meaning. The Yavis Kamenetsky once went into a shiva, a nevich mishpocha who wasn't very from, and they were sitting shiva in the in the father's study, mamish walls of svarim. Frankin, Rabbi Yaakov Netzke, it's lastig fegen. And he asked the family, what happened to you all? So he said, this was the excuse. Our father was a learned man, but he locked himself in the room. We never saw it. So Rabbi Yaakov Netzke said, and his Torahs, the Hashem Elokeinu, the Hanigleis, Lonolomon. When we're talking about the nail piece of giving it over to the children, we've got to live it. It's got to be besimcha. It's got to be with the eslahavas. It's got to be mamish. We're going out to Mitzrayim. And that's the b'chol David day. The father of Dan Gazon always said, the mayor de kediyuk, how we see in the Haggadah itself, how a mekayim the b'chol David day. Mayor de kediyuk. State in the Lashon HaGadah, B'chol Devadai, state the law. Chayim Odom Nes Atzmei Kilu Yotzmei Mitzrayim, which is the Lashon of the Gemara, V'yigata Levincha, Shelo Yes Aviseinu V'lvad Gol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ela Aviseinu Gol Imon. Not just our fathers, was he Goyal, Ela Aviseinu all to us. So you see the Lashon HaGadah. Then we carry on. Lefichach anachnu chayovim lohidus l'shaber l'poil l'rim and hadad l'natech. We say, well, l'mi she'osa l'aviseinu v'lonu. So we started off not just our father, the Nagansalondas, but also us. we're still a bit light, we're still further away in our way of expression. Not just our fathers, but also us. Then we say, the Misha also, Lavisinu Valonu. We've forgotten the longest of Les Avisinu. We're then saying Nanta, Avisinu Valonu. And then we get to the Berkas Asher Galonu, what do we say? Asher Galonu V'Galus Avisinu. It starts off, Loyes Avisinu Ela Afisanu. We're still feeling a little bit rochuk. It's bring it a little bit further away. And then in the Shvach we say, Lavisenu v'lanu. It's still our fathers first, the others first, and our fathers, and lanu. By the time we get to the bracha, Asher Golanu v'galus Avisenu v'mitzrayim. The Laharis Kiryata Ata has gone from not just Lois Avisenu v'lanu, but Mahalchim by the bracha, Asher Golanu v'skol Avisenu. And this is V'chol Devedoyer, Chayv Adnerzat Mekiryata Ata. When he goes, the man to Sapa, Mizok Tibi Chisim Chayim, it's not a steer to the Siach Yitzchak, Medav Zongen Zachen, after appreciate the Chashiva Salayla, Medav Zongen Zachen, which are Mechadish to the Shemeya, that they should be Nisoyer and that should hear, and Dava Kiddush. And about that, Filu Kvon Kachom, Harik HaMasavar Zem Meshubach, the Sebeli used to protect me, that we are Nisoyer, become a better person. Of a Nevayagi is the Oif of Yimuz. We dramatize it. We machtel tzonus, as she says, al tibi mitzrayim, you get to the esamakis, we mamash machtel tzonus from the mitzrayim. Machtel tzonus, we show how the Rebbein Shteylam is the yochet ha-meyuchad and the yichad Hashem, and how it, all those mitzrayim, we thought they were matzliach, and suddenly we'll make some mockery of them. The loshen is just al tibi mitzrayim, and meredik ha-loshen. We see the parsha of Bikurim, Arami Oved Ovi, after the Varnishava Malta, we say it Bekoil, we say it Bechedva, Bezotos Besimcha, and we say Arami Oivadavi, we're living the past and the present, which brings out a natural Mitzias of Simcha, a natural feeling of Nonkite to the Rebbeinish Leilam. Medematak Zeichazain, Be'emes, the Moedik Diuk in the Lashon of Tfela. If you look in the Lashon of Tfela, she says, Yoytis Amo Yisrael Mitoicham Lachay Yisraelam, Klaris were out of Mitzrayim, they were Amoi. Straight to not to state, Rav Van of Gross and Malchus Rav Van Echo. We talk about Klal Yisrael by Yitzis by Kriyas Yamsuf. We're bonding to the Rebbein Shleilam. And this, if we live it, we're going out to Mitzrayim. It's Amoy, maybe on the, but after a whole year, it's a bissel upgeschwacht in the Yisrael Semona. By the time we go through the Leil Pesach, we go through the Yontav of Pesach. It's not just Amoy. It's Bonov, we are children raised through the Maisim Mesiris Nefesh and the lifting being lifted up in the Yesedus Armona. Oibidosot Zayn, from Amay to Bonov, with Hakazaycha Zayn, Krachim, Oval Bonim, the Rebbein Yishtem Tom Rachmonis, and we should all be Zaycha, Lechem, Lech, Zachman, Apsachim, the Shana Abob Yerushalayim.
Amen. Amen. Shkayash.